Bird watchers across Ireland and Britain have been reporting unprecedented sightings of alpine swifts, birds which usually fly thousands of kilometres from sub-Saharan West Africa to southern Europe to breed at this time of year. The birds, which differ from other common swifts with their white belly and throat, have been spotted around the Irish coast as well as parts of Wales, England and as far north as Scotland. Niall Hatch is Development Officer with Birdwatch Ireland. He's on the line with more on this. So what is this all about, Niall? Is it global warming?
Well, that may be one of the factors. It's hard to say. We know that this is the time of year when these birds, the alpine swifts, as you said, they migrate up from Africa to southern Europe. They're supremely good at flying. They fly at very high speed, so they're very mobile. And one of the theories is that these birds may have overshot northern France. It seems that their arrival coincided with particularly strong southwesterly winds and may have driven them across. We know that there have been sightings of at least 60 birds in Ireland and maybe a further 30 or 40 in Britain, maybe more. So this really is unprecedented. But climate change may be playing a role, because we do know that the breeding range of this species has been creeping steadily further north from southern through into sort of the middle parts of Europe over the last couple of decades. So climate change may well have played a factor.
So what kind of habitats then are people most likely to see them in this country?
Well, they particularly like urban areas. So our regular swift is known, the common swift, which is one of our last migrants. They normally don't arrive until May. They also share a similar habitat. So most of the alpine swifts that have been seen over urban areas. So the biggest number so far was this past weekend. There was a remarkable flock of 9 of them together over Bray in County Wicklow. And places like Dungarvan and other towns have seen them quite a lot too. There's been quite a few sightings in different parts of Cork. They've gone as far north now as even Rathlin Island. So they have been seen there. But it seems most likely they're to be seen over urban areas, always flying high in the sky, swooping around, catching insects. They feed on the wing. They're a good bit larger than our common swifts, but we don't have any other swift in Ireland at the moment. So if you see a large bird with the big swept back wings, almost looking like a small fighter jet in the sky, that would probably be these alpine swifts.
Yeah, and they'll remain here for how long? When do they migrate back?
Well, that's really unknown, because they're already gone off course. They've gone gone too far. Whether they'll remain or not in Ireland, that remains to be seen. My gut feeling is that probably what will happen is over the coming days they'll feed up on insects, they'll get their energy back, and most likely they will head back to the continent, most likely to France. That kind of distance between Ireland and France for a supreme migrant like this, it's almost nothing. They can do it very quickly, and so they probably will head back quite soon. So while they're here anyway, it's a good opportunity to get to see them. It's not a bird we expect to see in anything like these numbers in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, they travel enormous distance from sub-Saharan West Africa to southern Europe, and now, as we've been saying, as far north as ourselves here.
Absolutely, and they'll cover hundreds of kilometres a day if they need to. They'll travel long distances to find food. In their native breeding range in Europe, they would usually nest sometimes in towns and cities, particularly in church spires or high rooftops. They also nest in caves and on cliffs as well in coastal areas. And they'd be a familiar sight in cities like Madrid and Barcelona, sort of southern cities like that, but certainly not something you expect to see flying over suburban Wicklow.